When we talk gun control, we have to talk the NRA. And the NRA tells us that statistically, the majority of gun owners in the U.S. are white and male. But in Southern California, there's a group of Filipino Americans who've built a community around their shared love of firearms. Josie Huang of station KPCC takes us to meet some of them.
To get to this shooting range, about 45 miles outside of Los Angeles, you have to take dirt roads that don't even show up on GPS. It's hot, it's dusty, and Brian Urbano is having the best time.
Is it the smell of powder, or is it seeing that, you know, you aligned your sights and you shot something? I mean, there's a lot of excitement.
Urbano's about to race through an obstacle course where you go from station to station shooting at targets. He sets down his cigar, walks over to the start line, widens his stance.
Shoot ready. Stand by.
Watching Urbano are other members of the Norco Running Gun Club. Most are Filipino shooters from all over Southern California. Today, about 80 people have shown up.
My culture, my heritage, my roots, we do embrace firearms.
Urbano and his friends love talking about their guns.
Gosh, I think I have about 10 pistols, about 4 rifles, and I got 2 shotguns.
And it's clear that enjoying guns is nothing unusual to them. They don't dwell on the fact that as Asian Americans, they're in the minority of gun owners. It's the non-Filipinos here who are struck by the sight of so many Asian shooters. Chi Kwan is a Chinese-American former Marine. He was invited to the club by a Filipino friend.
I mean, it was surprising because typically, you know, you don't see as many Asian people actually go to gun clubs. But here, that's the complete opposite.
Matthew Clark first started shooting with a club more than a year ago.
I'm the minority here, the white guy.
When he saw that most of the shooters were Asian, he was
like, wow, what's going on? You know, and these guys all told me, you know, they got their own crowd and they could go everywhere and shoot all the circuits or whatnot.
To understand Filipinos' connection to guns, you have to look back at the history of the Philippines. So says Jay Gonzalez, professor of Filipino studies and public policy at Golden Gate University. The tradition of having a gun to protect your family is passed on from generation to generation, where it's become the norm, he says. His own dad was an accountant who kept 3 guns in the house.
There's no constitutional provision there in the Philippines like right to bear arms, but it doesn't mean people are not interested in security and their own protection.
Gonzalez points out that the Philippines went through many wars, fighting against the U.S. and later alongside the U.S. And many Filipinos became familiar with guns because the government required ROTC training in college for much of the 20th century.
So every male knew how to handle a gun and is introduced into that gun culture. So it's sort of reinforced.
And then there were the Hollywood war movies, like The Fighting Seabees, starring John Wayne, about World War II in the Pacific.
We grew up watching a lot of movies, war movies. It's all about World War II stuff.
That's Jojo Vadanis, an international shooting champ who's also president of the gun club. He says war movies of that era often featured a caliber of pistol that's now revered by many Filipino shooters.
Actually, if you ask a lot of Filipino Americans, they're always going to have a .45. For some reason, there's a joke, Filipinos born with a .45.
In the 18 years he's been running the club, Vadanis has brought in lots of other Filipino enthusiasts. But more than anything, his club has developed a reputation for turning out stars. 17-year-old Jonathan Musney is getting ready to compete in the International Practical Shooting Confederation this fall.
I'm one of the 4 lucky juniors to represent the U.S. for the under-21 category.
Musney got interested in shooting because of his dad, who's from the Philippines.
As a kid, I was always curious what he was doing, and one day he took me to the range, and people asked me, how old am I? And I was 9 when I first came here, and they're like, you know, he's old enough to shoot.
Musney says money's been tight since his dad got sick a few years back, but club members have pitched in for his training and gear.
Since the start, everyone's been pushing me and telling me that I have, you know, a lot of potential. And that's why, for me, everyone's family here.
He goes off to join the rest of the club, cleaning up, picking up the many, many cartridges they empty today. For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Los Angeles.
Filipinos locked and loaded at a shooting range in Southern California. We've got some great photos at PRI.org.